Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where I share my thoughts when I park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in my car. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity? Meet gratitude. My name is Jacob and you're part of the best audience on the internet. In this edition, we're going to be talking about the double thank you. It's probably something that you've maybe never noticed before. And maybe it's time that we do take a notice to it and what it means and what it symbolizes and how it changed history and all those sorts of things. So a double thank you occurs in many different settings, but generally it goes where one person says thank you and the other person says thank you back. And that sort of conversation tends to happen at a lot of places. Most notably when I'm in a financial transaction, grocery shopping, whatever, and I'm not using self-checkout, I'll look at the person, I'll say thank you, and they'll look back at me and they'll say thank you back. And, you know, what we are doing there is somewhat ritualistic and somewhat automated. It's one of those things that you just don't seem to notice. It's a system that you don't notice until one day somebody points it out and you do. And typically we have been introduced to different systems in different ways. And one of the things that we think of oftentimes historically is a system where somebody tells you to do something and then you have to do it. You're forced to do it. You're put in a situation where it is the requirement that you do that, right? There is a dominance and there is those who are dominated. And the double thank you is indicative of an environment where neither party is dominant. Both are equals. And that's one of the reasons why it's really neat to see where this occurs, because it not only just occurs when I do my transitional or, typical shopping, it occurs in most of our society. In fact, we generally don't have the dominated and domineering, sort of environment that we used to anymore. It is very much one person says thank you and the other person says thank you back. And that is a sign that people are on the same footing or the same peer level. And so not only does that happen in our financial transactions, but it often happens at work. If you're in an environment where your employer is telling you thank you, right, that is a sign that they are putting themselves at a position where they are your equal, not somebody that rules over you with an iron fist. And so it's hard for me sometimes to watch the rhetoric about our society, about our modern society, and to think that the rich are stealing from the poor or any of those other sorts of situations that happen. I don't tend to believe it. At the point where I'm doing my grocery shopping or whatever, I am trading something that I consider of less value. I consider the wealth that I've earned as of less value than the food or other items that I want to consume. And so because I have that different perception of value, right? And again, the people I'm buying this from perceive that my wealth, right, is of greater value than the goods and services they happen to be providing. And so, we mutually benefit. We mutually benefit from them being able to hand over the things that I am purchasing and for me being able to take them and for me being able to hand over the wealth that I'm exchanging for that. We both benefit from that transaction. Hence, the double thank you is indicative of a transaction that is mutually beneficial to both parties. And so I don't buy the idea that rich are stealing from the poor and so on and so forth, because at the point when that's actually happening, right? If you're looking at something in an aggregate, okay, sure, whatever you want to believe. You can believe anything in an aggregate. But when it comes down to each one of those individual transactions, nobody forced me to buy things from where I was purchasing them out. Nobody forced me to do that. I chose to do that. I chose to exchange my wealth for something that is greater value to me at that point in time. And I thanked the person for providing it. And in turn, they thanked me for exchanging my wealth for it. That is a sign of a healthy transaction. And it's done on an individual basis across the board. Oftentimes when politicians look at economies and they talk about economies in a large scale, what they're forgetting in that sense is that the economy really doesn't exist. The economy is a bunch of people as individuals making decisions about their own wealth. They're freely choosing what to do with it. And so that's it for this edition of Parking Thought. We've talked about the double thank you and what that means for our society. We could talk a little bit more about what it means across history, because it's a rare thing in this entire scope of human history to have a double thank you be part of our normal day experience. And now the double thank you is a part of most people in the globe's normal experience. And wow, has that been an improvement for society as a whole. All right. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. This podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by subscribing to the links that you can find on the show notes or on parkingthought.com. Remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be curious and grateful?